Good morning, this is Anna and Amelia with your 11 AM Zedlines. New footage released by the Australian Marine Conservation Society may indicate the current mass bleaching event is worse than previously reported. Aerial data from surveys last week showed bleaching close to the surface affecting 75% of the Great Barrier Reef in what has been described as a mass bleaching event. Reef coral expert Dr. Selena Ward has described this bleaching event as the worst she has seen in her 30-year career.
In national news, an expedition for a missing Second World War aircraft and its crew may have uncovered another Australian bomber. Billionaire Andrew Forrest, credited with organising the identification of the missing crew and bomber, brought the wreckage into service to photograph and document before resubmerging it. The relics were discovered in water around New Britain and Papua New Guinea, brought along weighted closure to veterans' families.
Residents of Boyanup, Perth, are concerned about the potential of silica dust and noise pollution if the proposed sand mine goes ahead. Donna Brown told the Joint Development Assessment Panel that several residents are within the 300 to 500 metre buffer zone, with the area being in an open windswept plain with homes, livestock and watercourses which will be affected if excavated. The $3 million proposal was initially rejected due to the proximity but has since been refiled.
The Auditor General has criticised the $540 million Australian War Memorial upgrade for a lack of ministerial override. The procurement process to the project requires approval of the Minister of Veteran Affairs to award contracts worth more than $1 million. However, the federal watchdog is accusing the project of deliberately avoiding ministerial approval before entering into contracts of two occasions by splitting contracts to avoid the threshold. The War Memorial has defended the redevelopment, saying that Auditor General found the expansion represented value for money.
And in international news, China has succeeded in testing a magnetic levitating speed train, which can fly through tubes at 623 kilometres per hour. According to China's state-run Aerospace Science and Industry Corporation, the new maglev train travelled stably in a high speed through the 2 kilometre low vacuum tube. This speed is almost 200 kilometres per hour quicker than Japan's bullet train, the current fastest train in service.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with slight wind throughout the day. It is currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. And that's all your news for 11 AM. We will be back next week with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Tune in to Right Here, Right Now on 4ZZZ Tuesday night to catch your favourite bands playing live to air from 4ZZZ HQ. This week, the